Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is George. I can help you today.
Hi, my name is Greg Thompson from Country Acres Home Painting and Repair.
Hey, how can I help you?
Well, we've been trying for the last year to get Google set up properly, and it hasn't happened yet. But they wanted to have Google send a message to you guys. They wanted to have another email address. So I've got a new email address, and I just want to make sure that's the one that you guys sent to Google, or that Google is whatever. I hate Google.
Okay, well, let's take a look. May I have the phone number to look up your account?
847-980-7833.
Gotcha. Once again, what's the name of your business?
Country Acres Home Painting and Repair.
Gotcha. One moment. All right, I was able to find your file successfully. So I see that the email we have on file is chpr95@yahoo.com. That's the one we're changing, right?
Yes, it's being, well, I still have that one, but the one that Google wanted, they wanted another one. So I've got it and it's active. It's info@chpr.com.
So
info@CHPR.com.
Gotcha. All right, excellent. So this email, I just want to give
you. You want to repeat that back to me, please?
All right. So info@CHPR.com.
That's correct.
All right. So just to get more intel on the situation. So this email, is it simply just to send you information on what's going on, or is this the email that you want related and associated to your Google profile?
Well, I don't know, because what you guys have been working on, Google said they could, it's so ridiculous. My website is up on Google. They could go to my website and see everything. It's been taking a year to get this changed. I'm so mad. I want to spit. But Google said to you guys that they wanted another email other than the one I have. So I went and paid to have this one set up, and it is now working as of this morning. So I don't know what email that you had given them. I think that's the one you gave them. That's the one I gave to you guys yesterday. But it wasn't set up until – it wasn't working until this morning. I thought it was working, but it wasn't.
The reason why I'm bringing this up, if it's Google that's asking for a different email, it would have to be within their domain. So, for instance, it would have to be info@gmail.com. I could still report this over to our Google team, being as that today is Saturday. Of course, they're closed today. That wouldn't happen until Monday. I can still report this email that you just gave me. But usually, whenever they ask for an email change, it has to be within their domain, @gmail.com.
Oh, man. Why didn't they tell me that the other day? I just paid to have this thing done. I spent 4 hours getting it taken care of, checking with this morning, and now it's got to be, and now it's the wrong one?
So again, it's only the wrong one if it's something that's requested by Google. If the understanding by the other representative was just that new information, then any email would work.
Well, I had an email. It's on my website that's in Google that Google could pull up, and still now, can you look at what was said before? Because they didn't tell me it had to be a Google email.
Oh, no, I believe so you. I'm not saying you're lying or anything. I believe that you weren't told. I understand it 100%.
Okay. So can you look at the communication between myself and the other person to see if this is right or if I got to get another email?
Well, again, in order for me to know for a fact, if you need to get another email, I would normally ask our Google team, but today's Saturday, they're closed. So it's not a for sure exact answer whether it's a yes or a no. I'm just saying if it's Google that's requesting for an email, usually it's something within their domain. It's an @gmail.com. But according towards what I can see, you last spoke with a representative by the name of Lily. I see that was yesterday. And yep. I see that you were expecting an email sent to the email that you just gave me a moment ago. And she tried to send you an email, and it seems that you were not getting it. And she said that any communication that we were going to get from Google, that we were going to attach you, this email, to all those communications, meaning, therefore, anything that we get communicated from Google, you were just going to be attached as kind of like a quote-unquote FYI for you to be aware and keep you in the loop into the situation. So, again, when it comes to communication and sending you emails, any email works. It doesn't matter the domain. If that was the understanding of the representative, there was no misinformation.
No, it wasn't working. I thought it was working, but it wasn't because I hadn't paid the fee for it to GoDaddy. So I last night late, I got that taken care of. They just sent me an email and they said it's working. Can you try to send me an email to that info one? And will that be good enough for Google or no?
Again, in order for me to know if this is good enough for Google, I would normally ask our Google team so they could dig in deeper and look further, but they're closed today. Today's Saturday. It's only business hours.
Okay, so
later Friday.
So if I went and got another Google email today and called someone back in your office, and because did the girl actually send that email address to Google?
I didn't quite understand the question. I'm so sorry. Repeat that once again.
Well, does Google know that info at home does Google know that info at cahpr.com, do they know that's an email to send to now?
So according towards the conversation that you had yesterday, the email that you gave us, again, which is the same email you just gave me, was simply just to have you in the loop of all Google communications. So whenever Google sends us anything that's related to you, you are attached to those, to that conversation, to that thread of emails for you to see for yourself what's going on. So again, if it's just
that's
a communication.
Not what she, okay. Well, no, that's not what the, what she, if you look at the communication before that came from Google to you guys, okay. They had asked for an email, and I said that I've got another one, info@cahpr.com, and that's what she put in there. But we always had communication because we use my other email address. Okay, it's just if you look at the last thing that came from Google, if that's going to do the trick or not.
So they, right. So again, she had said something. That.
Okay.
So again, to know if this works or not, again, normally I would ask our Google team so they could communicate with Google and get a response right now, right at the moment. But that team is closed today.
So I mean, is that? Can you read the message that went to your team before I talked to your girl yesterday, and see what it says?
The message from you, or from what message? Whose message are we talking about?
No, the message from Google that went to you. You guys sent a message to Google asking for something. I don't know what it was. And they sent back to your team. That's why they called me. They wanted some particular email. And I don't know if, and I said, well, I've got another one, this one. And so I don't know if, and I don't know if they sent that to Google yet, because does Google work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week?
That question, again, varies a lot. Google is a worldwide business. Some departments do, some departments don't. It's a yes and a no answer to that question.
Okay. So can you look back to see the before I talked to your girl yesterday, can you see what the letter said from them to her, from Google to that girl?
Yeah, personally, I don't have access to those emails.
I see. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, it's been a year. I guess what difference does it make if it takes longer? Never seen anything
now,
like that before.
Now, if you like, once we get to Monday, I'll be happy to reach out to Google, give you a call once we have a response.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever.
Do you have a specific time during the day where I can give you a call?
847-980-7833.
Oh, no, we got your phone number on file. The question is, do you have a specific time during the day where I could give you a call?
I don't care. Whatever.
Anytime
it is. Okay. If it's 7 in the morning or 4 in the morning, it makes no difference.
Anytime it is.
In the morning. You have any
time. Okay, understood. Well, as soon as we open on Monday, I'll get in contact with our Google team to bring up the question. And once they do have the answer to that, I'll be giving you a call to report that over to you.
All right. Thanks.
Absolutely. Is there anything else that I can do for you today?
No. Sorry.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in. Have a good one.